This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We learn the Bechir HaOvis, Yankif Avinu, his Aveda, his life, and what we take from his life. We learned Avram Avinu till now, we learned Yitzchak, and now we're going into the Parsha of Yankif Avinu. Kidua, Yaakov's Midas, are the Midas of Emes and Torah, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LaAvram, Yaakov is Emes, Yaakov is Torah, and those in Yanim that Yankiv Avinu represents Emes and Torah, it's pretty obvious from the parish. Yankiv Avinu was Lomad, Veshem Ve'ever, for 14 years, didn't sleep. The Masmid, sits to learn the aim of a Laila. We also find the Midas Emes in his dealings. At the end of the parasha with Lavan, the Emes, the truth, the Nikius, when it came to Momnis, was also evident, klar, read in the parasha. But there's another Nekuda which has to be learned between the lines, so to speak, of the parasha of the Midah of Yankiv Avinu. And as we will learn later, based on the words of the Altif and Kelim, Zechet Tzadik Ivracha, it's also part of the Midah of Emes of Yankiv, as well as the Midah Satayra of Yankiv. There's a Hanhoge, there's a Limud, there's a lesson from the Hanhoge and the Drachim of Yankiv Avinu, which needs to be taken from between the lines, so to speak, which is also, like we're saying, based on the Midah of Emes and Torah of Yankiv Avinu. Let's begin, Rabbi Isai, by understanding what is Emes. What is Emes? A very famous Zug by the Bali Musa, Yeda Mensch, thinks that he's the Emes, and the other person is Sheker. Everybody searches for Emes. Who doesn't search for the Emes? The Shaila is, what do we call Emes? One person's Emes is another person's Sheker. You take Lavan Tainas, Liyasa Chemim Kemenu, Lasi Satsira, Lifne Abchira, Vos Reds, the Yankiv Avinu, Astach Tainas of Mir, Du Ast Tainas of Mir. I tell you, Lami Rimisani, what do you answer back? Liyasa Chemim Kemenu, Avakarat, I'm right, you're wrong, Gar. Altamaisa. Lavan, in his world of Sheker, Eretz Achaim, that he's the Emes, and Yankiv is the Sheker. And this becomes the back and forth, so to speak, between Yankiv and Lavan, and Yankiv and Lavan. Emes and Sheker, what is Emes? Abay say Emes, like I tell you, is something that needs to be learned and understood. Because if not, Yeder Mensch can Zechai Redden, Fakert. I'm the Emes and you're the Sheker. Also, the ganze Welt. There's a crazy world out there that believes Fakert, they're the Emes and Fakert, the guard, the Tzadikim and the Nekiim, they're not the Emes. What is Emes? Let's understand. Yankiv Avinu is the Amud HaEmes. Thus, Zetman in Yankiv Sanhage, of course, Fashteitzach, Emes in business, that's the obvious. But obviously, there's more to the Midas Emes. Let's begin by, first of all, the paradox of Emes. How could it be that the Ish Emes that stands for Emes is the one that steals the brachis, Beramayis, from his brother Esav? Could you get any more conniving, any more deceiving? T'chadav shel pele. When there is the Misha Emes, he's guard of the Isha Emes. Yankiv, upon his own admission, admits this. He tells Esav, achi v'ani b'ramayis. We always think that Esav is the Shakrid. Yankiv walks around boasting for Kurt. Achim ani b'ramayis. I've been kligah for them. I'm even smarter than him. Just fell into my mind the story. We have a minig that whenever a story falls in during the shir, yimadafli bezogad amaisa zeza meseira from Reb Shalom Shadron zechut tzadik levchacha. Say that me amol that sailed, that the talmidim of the altar came to the altar slabotke and they told him, Rebbe, du bist doch klug. Was that's the Rebbe, you think you're smart? They're fooling you. The talmidim, there's a lot of fooling going around that you're getting fooled by. They narinder up. That was the words used. They narinder up. They're fooling you. So the Alta said, Avad is a narin mirup, and I'll translate for you in English in a moment. Avad is a narin mirup. Pizich narzi up tzrik nach besser nach starke. They fool me till I fool them back even better. Okay. It seems that this is not just the Alta of Slavotki's understanding. It's not just a zug. But Yankov Avinu already said the zug. This is already Teirif and Yankov Avinu's bismedrish. You know, you have Kelim and Musa, and you have Nevardik and Musa, Yankov Avinu's Musa. Shem Ve'eva's Musa. Esav, do mains, do narst mir up. You think you're fooling me? Till I fool you double. I'm smarter than you. No. So maybe he was just telling it to Esav. Maybe. All right. That's probably not the Pashup Shah. Navadi Bali Musa speak that it's not the Pashup Shah. And what is the Pashup Shat? While in Musar speak, we have to identify what Emes is. Emes is not just cut and dry. What's true is true and not true. There's a lot which goes into Emes which needs to be weighed. And this is really not what I want to bring out in the shir. I don't want to go through the Midas of Emes because then, I see they took down the clock. Very smart. Okay, who's ver nart mir up with the clock? Who's the one who took down the clock? Valichte up narin besser. I know how to go over time even without a clock too. I could do it, don't worry. Okay. So let's hear Avesai. Was is the chat? Was is the chat? Achiv b'ramayis, d'chter isha emes. So good. Vali Musa say, m'chtem aliyahs ol arichasim, but it's like I said, I don't want to go through the whole detail because we'll be longer than just the few moments allotted to this year. Emes is for the sake of emes. Meaning what's emes is, if the tachlis is toiv, that's called emes. And avad, for Esav to have the brachis, that's not called emes. That's not called toiv. So toiv dictates that the emes, that you should take away the brachis, and even if it means beramoyis, that's called emes. Good, alteret rapesha. You don't need me here to talk about that. Right? This is famous. Anybody opens up any of the Bali Musar, this is a yesod, that emes needs to be understood, because if it's for the right purposes, the problem, of course, is we always think it's for the right purposes, right? That's the danger in this vart, so to speak. Because you had to mention it's a chayim, that it's l'shem shamayim, and it's for the right cause. That's what I'm here for today. Let's talk. How do we measure emes? When do we know, and when do we decide that it's for the right cause? That it's l'shem shamayim? And avada, of course, I don't want to take away the importance of speaking to Das Torah. Speaking to a Rav or to a Rebbe who's not blinded by Negius, and he could tell you clearly if it's L'Shem Shamayim and if it's the Emes that's given. But I want to go into understanding the Midas HaEmes the way I explained to you from the Bali Musar, that if it's for the right cause, then it's Emes. When if it's for the right reasons, then it's Emes. How are we to define that emes? And how are we to identify that emes? What makes something l'shem shamayim? We all know from the Kotzker used to say, everything has to be l'shem shamayim, and even your l'shem shah Mayim has to be L'shem Shemayim. It's a tremendous Yisayid, Rabbi Yisayid. So let's begin, which I think is an interesting, like I said, between the lines of the Hanhaga of Yankiv Avinu. And let's build up to understand the Hanhaga of Yankiv Avinu, I'll be the Psukim, and then to see why the Torah teaches us a lot of details in this week's parsha. Small details. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, I'd rather hear kleine meises of greise menschen than greise meises of kleine menschen. I'd rather hear small detailed stories about great people than to hear great stories about simple people. You know who said this? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. You know who told it over? Reb Chaim Visaka. It's in the Sefer, in Reis Chaim. Beautiful to hear. But there's from the details, from the small actions, speaks volumes, because there's godless. The mensch, who he is, his greatness, his entirety speaks through the small little details. And so I want to go through a few of the interesting small details in the parsha which don't get the recognition, so to speak, as the great details. I want to begin with an interesting ha'ara. In the beginning of the parasha, Yankiv Avinu comes to Charan, and he begins a conversation. It's by Sheni. Says the pasuk, "Vayisa Yaakov Ragla, Vayil Bnei Ked, Vayavini Be'Besoda." Okay, Vayoyim Lam Yaakov. Yaakov speaks to the Royim that are there, and he says to them, Vayoyim lam Yaakov achem ainatem, Vayoyim mecharan anachnu, we are from Charan, Vayoyim lam ayidatem is lovin ben nachar, Vayoyim ru yadanu, Vayoyim lam ashalim loy, Vayoyim ru shalim. What's this whole conversation? I have to know that he met them, where are you from? What's it, Negeya? What's Tutsach Optach? It's just Santa. Yaakov Avinu is told that Rachel is coming. Is it that important to know the beginning of the conversation of how he met them and what he told them? To just say that he was told that Rachel is coming, Arap Alanaisis, what are we learning from this conversation? Hayadatim is loving ben Nachar. What's it, Negeya? What's it, Negeya? The truth is, I will tell you a lot of interesting Torah. Hayidatim is loving ben Nachar in the Medrash is going on the Eivishta, but I don't want to go there. Yeah. You look at the Medrash; it's an interesting Medrash. He was asking them, "Do they know the Rebbeinu Shleilim? Hayidatim is loving ben Nachar." You're looking at me. What am I talking about? Just do your homework. Don't look at me. Look at the Medrash. See, the Torah is full with this. So what is this medrash vil? What is the psukim? What is the conversation? Mayidatim is loven ben nachor. Was vilmendo? Was tutzachopta? Let me tell you over. What the Bali Musar teach us about this conversation, about this part of the story, which is irrelevant. It's just a detail which seems to not teach us or have much significance. Say Bali Musar, if you notice, he gives them an entire Musar Shmuyis. And he tells them, it's not the time to bring in the Mikna. It's time to continue working. What's it his business? Can you imagine you come into a town and you start right away giving everybody instructions? Oh, by the way, you're 5 minutes late, you punched out early, you punched out. Mind your own business. And that's if he doesn't punch him in the face. At best, if he's a courteous guy, he looks at him, who are you? What do you want from me? You're my boss? Zag the Sipunah, Zag the Rishainim. Midas Emes. Oh, that's Midas Emes. Yankov Avinu can't stand Avla. And when he sees that they're cheating for 5 minutes, they're cheating on their tax return. Oh, no, did I say that? I'm sorry, the children. Whatever it is, okay, Vameven Yavin, whatever it is. See, I got everybody to look. Whatever it is, Ramesa, you hear? Remember, when I used to speak to Rosh Hashiva Rav Pam Zatzal about these type of shailas, you know, like you're supposed to, he was very uncomfortable about that. He said, I don't understand. What do you mean, just write what it, the, exactly the truth, exactly what it said, exactly what they're asking. To him, it was... The Midas Emes was so strong that he couldn't even hear the Shailot. That was to him, you know. This is Yankov Avinu's Midas Emes. Are you talking? He can't. He has to say something. Say Bali Musar. That's why we have the beginning of the conversation. Yoim Lem Yaakov Achai Me'ayin Basar. How do you talk? I'm glad that there's a Midas Ha'emes, Rabbi Yisai. See, Rabbi Yisai, we're learning a whole new depth to Emes. What is Emes? Avada, the Emes means I got to tell you that I think you're doing something wrong. But the how you tell you is also part. The how I tell you is also part of the Midas Ha'emes. I want to tell you over a Meyerdika Maisa, and then I'll tell you a Shlah. The truth is, I'd rather say the Shlah and then the Maisa, but you know how the Shir works. We have to say the Maisa and then the Shlah. Zayda used to tell me over all the time, the Amkis of Musar. What is Musar? What is it? What was that world of Musar? And he explained that, like I said to you before, the nuance, every nuance speaks volumes in every maisa. The same action, with a different niggun even with a different tone of voice, changes the entire story. And he would give a famous mashal, maybe you've heard it before from other darshanim and other people who give speeches, Tata Shigelt. Who knows the maisa Tata Shigelt? You don't know Tata Shigelt. So then I'm happy I told it over to you. Zayda said over that the Bali Musa used to say a Maisa. What was the Maisa? It's a mushel. It's made up. It isn't made up. I don't know. It's a good Maisa. The Musa is the ikar of it. A father gets a letter in the mail from his son in yeshiva. He reads it. What a chutzpah, Yaakov. What a... That's how you... I'm not giving him a penny. The mother comes running. Says, well, what happened? Look how he writes. Tata Shigelt. That's how you talk. That's how you write a letter to your father. Where's the please? Where's the? It's the Edelkeit. The mama takes the letter. Says, let me see that letter. Tata Shigelt. Beautiful, look how shame, look how beautiful he asks. The tone of voice, Abdesai, changes the entire story. The tone of voice. When you give the Musa Zagin Bali Musa, he was giving them Musa. It bothered him already, you hear? The first thing he came, you think he has to go into conversations, and it's Mitrayim, it's what's Anafkamina, what's it your business? And the Teretz is, he's already thinking he's got to tell them. You're late. You're early. You're leaving early. You're not on time. You're not erlich. So he starts with a conversation. Achenayin bos. Nayinatem. Shalom aleichem. Where are you? You're achai. It's a whole different musar shmuyas. The tone. He sets the tone that I'm not here to confront you. But I'm here because I care and I feel a kirva and a respect towards you. Achai. Azeit git musar. Habesai, the story is all good, but the ikar is the shla rabbis. Let me tell you of a meidik shla yisait. Pasuk in Mishle, al toichach letz pen yisnoacho. Mishle, tes, pasuk ches. Haychach l'chacham vayehel havecho. Rishayin learn pshat. You talk to a letz musr. You're wasting your time. He's going to hate you, so you're wasting your time. Talk to an intelligent guy. Saddam advance red, and you have who to talk to. They learn the Rishonim. So the Shlan Parish is Dvarim. He says, Al Toichach Letz. The Toichacha shouldn't be you are a Letz. Pen Yisno Echa. Hecheach. L'chacham, that should be your teichacham. You're wise. He's going to look up the pasuk in Mishle. See, this is what the semeivik aveitha. Your face was licked in them. The chacham and the das teira was licked in them. Was is teichacha? You tell a guy you're a letz. What do you want? You snecha. That's all you got from that conversation. Haychach l'chacham. I've told you over many times. That my Bobby gave me a lot of lessons. She was a radina medala. You hung around the Chafetz Chaim. By this time, you should know already that the Bobby hung around the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, you hang around the Chafetz Chaim. Even your words, your yisichas chulin, it's a whole different world. So I remember someone, it wasn't me, that much like it wasn't me. The Babu found him reading Abichale that he shouldn't have been reading. And it was not me. I don't want you to think, oh, no, it was not me. I was present at the Musa Shmuz that this person got. Okay? Just for argument's sake, a name, David, and it's not his name. So, the guy who knows what the story happened to, you see, I'm covering up the identity, okay? David and me are sitting and eating breakfast. Then the bub is feeding us, and David will. Never forget those words. Those words hit me. You're smart. Forget about even Yirah Shemayim. It's not even for your intelligence. You see what she did? Not she put him down, Hayitachim. She was telling him, and on top of me, Allah call you a Chacham. You're wise. It's not Lefi Chvaidcha. Try that in a Musa Shmuz, Rabbi Yisai. It's 100% guaranteed success. And that's what the Shlah is saying. Haycheach l'chacham. That's how you're supposed to give Musa. Let's learn a little bit more in the Parsha. Yankiv Avinu's nuance of how he talks. And then we understand what does it mean, Titein Emes L'Yakov. We'll get back to the words of the Alta from Kelim and Mirz Hashem, Reb Simcha Zisa. We'll get back. At the end of the parasha, we find Yankiv gets angry at Lavan. Finally, you hear? He gets after so many years, he's finally getting angry. No? Let's hear what Yankiv tells him when he's angry. Zav del Pasik, Vayicharaf Yaakov. Yankiv gets angry. It's really impossible. Okay. Zak Yankiv Avinu, yeah? Ma Pishi, Umachatosi, Kidalakto Acharai. Was hab ich dir schon abgetan? Yeah? This is the anger. This is the anger that Yankiv Avin. Oh, Vayichar Yaakov, Vayarev Belavon. Yeah, Nitzdam Vayichar. This is already, not just I get angry, and I'm fighting. Putting up a fight, you ready? So you would think it's going to go around. Yiddish Zakman, Sigalafin Pech. Yeah, it's an expression in Yiddish. You think, man, they beat each other up. No. Napishi, nachatasi, vasaduch ketan. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, maybe I should read it stronger, like the father who read the letter. Mapishi, umachatasi, right? Maybe I should read it like that. Chazal don't read it like that. That's why I read it the way I did. Zang Chazal. I'm been a susan. Ayichal Yaakov Ayorim Belavon. Zog the Chazal. Take a look when they're already angry. What is Hakpada? You think I would have beat you up for this? No. I'm trying to figure out how you talk. What did I do to you? I didn't say anything different than the Chazal teaches how to read the puzzle. Don't read it with the Baal Kaira when he reads it on Shabbos. He shouldn't read it. Ma pishi, ma chatasi. You have to read it with the right nigin. Chazal see in Yankov Avinu the Edelkeit. You hear? The Edelkeit. He has a lot to complain. Narabesai, let's talk. Response of Emes. What is the response of Emes? And like I told you, we always think to ourselves that we have to be tough. There's such a thing as he says it as is. You ever see it? It's a nusach. This guy, he's an erlich guy. He says it as is. There's one speaking to my Rebbe, Reb Reuven Feinstein, about this topic. And he says, interesting. So he says it, mamish, like he's a kaifa batayr. Very interesting. The Torah doesn't tell you to say it as is. That's not what it says in the Torah to do, right? That's not the... You're not allowed to say it as is. What do you mean he says it as is? You ever see the... He's a no-monkey business guy, right? That's... And it's a mile nach zritzu. Fuck this... You see, from Yankov Avinu, when he gets the opportunity to say it as is, he doesn't say it as is. He turns the tables. Instead of screaming at Lavan, he's giving a whole bunch of Torah. Lavan, I don't get it. Did I do something wrong? Machatosi, mapishi. Shrayimon! And what becomes the heter? It's all L'shem Shemayim always. It's always L'shem Shemayim. You stand your ground and you're tough and you say... Let me tell you of another teher from the altar. The altar speaks, Rachel Imenu, in this week's parasha, gives up the simanim. She's part of the Rimisani. What do you mean? Stand your ground, right? What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. No. You can't just mevayezayin to embarrass the system. We all know Rachel Imenu's Maila, good. Correct altar, yeah, but let's make a cheshbon. You advise your sister, yeah, but the whole osir of klal is wrong. The cheshbon start to the wheels of the cheshbon should start turning in the head. What do you mean? The chayim abayis. Well, who said there'll be a klal yisrael if this happens? I don't know. You start right with making all the cheshbonis. So everybody thinks these are tremendous cheshbonis. The altar fakechi made all these cheshbonis. The Alta says, don't think she didn't make these cheshbeinas. She made these cheshbeinas. And she came out with maskana, Schweigen. Nishmevayu zainyenim is more important. Could you get more of a l'shem shemayim for Rachel to bust up the plot? The sheker. The sheker. You can't get more l'shem shemayim than that. And the cheshbon and the Torah teaches us that she was right. The Mesiras Simanim was right that we live today in Golis and we survived because of this mice of the Mesiras Simanim. She was 100% right. Where is the l'shem shemayim, the emes, and the teretz is afal pi kein? And he says, "Amoridik Yisoid, Ruchni is cannot be built." on a situation if it means Yanim Vegetar. That's what he says. The Alter says this, he says. The whole Osud of Klal Yisrael is in jeopardy. Yeah, but you can't build a Klal Yisrael if it means that they will revalue somebody. The Alter says, Hafel of a fellow, you look by Tamar. Tamar too knew that she had to have children through Yehuda. And she knew, Anoichi Hara, that she has these two children and that the Osud of Klal Yisrael Mashiach is in her stomach. She's carrying the Osud of Klal Yisrael, the Osud of Yemois HaMashiach. And yet, Mutiv Shiapalatz Mitech Tishanesh Vayavayish Pnei Chaveri B'Rabim, she makes this Cheshbin. It's up to Alter. What's the pshat? Because all the cheshbeinus, the ikr cheshbin me'ala koil, not to be mevayish the other person. That becomes the ikr cheshbin. I want to tell you, I'm a married to Gevart for a couple of months, like Tzadik Levracha. The Medrash says that the parsha of Tamar is connected to Yosef's mechira, because it says that Yosef was sold to the Midianim, and then right away it continues. Vayered, and he used the same lashon. Yosef hurad l'Mitzrayim, and so too Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda went down. Zok the Medrash, it's connected, and for a few reasons the Medrash says, and one of the reasons it's connected, lismaych yiridil yirida, to teach me. Ma ma'isa Tamar was l'shem Shemayim, so too Paitifera. It happened to Yosef was l'shem Shemayim. Mazul l'shem Shemayim, avzul l'shem Shemayim. Meredik, Zakav Kopelman, was villain Chazal that it was l'shem Shemayim. It's very important for us to know it was l'shem Shemayim. Zakav Kopelman is not tafla of a fella. Torah is teaching how two people saw l'shem Shemayim, how they reacted. One reacted that she's not going to give up Yehuda's identity, not to be mevayish Yehuda. Tamar, she meant even l'shem Shemayim. What did she do? She mevayish Yosef again. That was the whole l'shem Shemayim needs to be the right draw for the right thing. L'shem Shemayim, sometimes Chazal want us to know this. Look at L'shem Shemayim by Tamar. That's called L'shem Shemayim. If L'shem Shemayim has in it biush, embarrassing somebody else, then it's Maisa Potifera. It's a lesson in what's called L'shem Shemayim, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to show you another Ramban. I know it's I could tell you without the clock being there that it's getting late. I want to show you something interesting. At the end of the parasha, we find that Yankiv has to run away from love and attention managed. It's impossible. He can't continue. Rayani's Pnei Avichem. It's impossible. Zok the Pasik as the Rebbeinu Shleilam Alein Kuntzem and tells him it's time to go. You've got to get out of here. You can't be here anymore. Go. Leave. Says the Pasik. What happens? He goes and he gets a dream. The Malach comes to him and shows him Akudim, Nekudim, Ubrudim. Kids, what does he do? He calls his wife's El Asada to discuss with them his leaving. Does he tell them we're leaving because I can't take anymore? No, that's not what he says, right? We would imagine that as a husband, he would have the right to come and say, listen, how much can I live by the Shver, right? Liffel Kemishin, he's halting for the Shver, right? That's what really what he should have said. He doesn't go there, right? What does he do? He gives them the speech on how they was, it's terrible and terrible and terrible, yeah. But he also doesn't tell them that we're leaving because Hashem said. Why don't you tell them, you know what? Hey, Mr. Gizak, no questions asked. It's not, that's not what it was either. It was a whole conversation. So the Ramban is married to Shait. Anoich Yakel Beis Kel, it's a lying Yishmuyas over here, and with my Malach and the dreams, and he's giving my whole story. Tell them. Time to go. And if you want to say he was a nice husband, all right, the Eibishter told me it's time to go. Rabban Frekt is Fakasha. The Rabban says one small line that if you don't catch it and pick up on, you'll miss it. Yisapi Yaakov Lenoshov Kol Masha Omoli Malach Alikim B'chalayim. Thus, what is he darshening for? What does he want? Just say, come home and say, okay, I lost my job, it's time to go. Next. No? Ki hakoil pius lahem shetilachno imoy. Talking about Limusser. Yad gives me this emes doesn't mean you tell them that the emes is we gotta go. You tell them derech pius. Yankiv with his chachna. Midas Amis is to me mechayiv. Listen, your father's a crook. Second of all, we have no future here, which is really what the Malach was telling. It's finished. Third of all, the Eibishter gesagt. Let's go. We're packing our bags. No, we're not packing our bags. There's a way on how to talk. There's a way on how to Midas Amis. Is Mechayiv this as well? I want to tell you, and I know it's late, but it's an important topic, Rabbi Yosef. Just give me one more minute, and then you'll get your mice.
Okay.
You'll get your mice at the end. Okay? Then I can take two more minutes. Once I promise a mice, okay. I saw a Meiridik Sefer called Chayei HaMusar. Very few people know what it is. It's a small little country. I stole it, actually. I shouldn't tell you. I stole it from my Zaydis, that's all. I stole it when I was a bach. It was in his library in the bottom. I think he doesn't really need it. I took it. Zaydis be my chum. All right, took it. So you're happy that I have it, okay? It's a little country called Chayei HaMusar. What was it? It was a yarchein. Like we have today, you know, journals. Journals about Musar. What was it? From different Bali Musar, Nevardik, and Slapotkin, the Talmidim, and Ev. It's an interesting little country. It's called Chayei HaMusar. I don't think you'll find it today. I don't think you ever saw it. Hafla, a fellow. Chayei HaMusar. Okay. He says a pelvic of art over there. He says, Avraham Avinu tells Light, you choose. We're going to have to depart. We have to part ways. You choose what you want. Bach Hashem, he chose Dain. Zagdin Balim Musa. Great. You know what he could have chose? He could have chose Yerushalayim. He could have chose the other direction. And look at the Churban, what he could have caused over there. Who knows what he could have caused? Zagdin Balim Musa. Lamaisa, Lamaisa. It means that I'm telling you, Der Cheretz, Hiparidon Me'olai. You could choose. In L'Shem Shemayim, I have to tell you, do me a favor, don't go here. It's Kedai to give it all up. Not to Mevayish Loit. I don't know if the Vort's Emes. I don't know. I'll tell you the Emes. I don't even like the Vort. Is I allowed to say that? I don't even like the Vort. But I saw from that how Bali Musar understood what's called L'Shem Shemayim. And I want to end with the following. There's a maisa in the Eretz HaGedolim about the Alta von Slabodka. The Alta von Slabodka once walked into a shul. You know the maisa, because he's smiling already. You know the maisa? He went up to the Amid and he davened as if he didn't know how to read. He got up, he started saying Kaddish, and he was making mistakes, and it was... So people thought that he had a stroke. Some thought something happened. But really, people, it says that clearly. They thought something wrong. Something happened to him. But he wasn't. Everything was fine. The altar was fine. So he asked the Rebbe, what are you, Shmonesrei Chazar Sashatz? So he says, the Baal Tefillah in the morning is an oval. He doesn't know how to read well. He's in this bayish. So I went up to the Amid to daven mincha like he davened shachris. And like this, he feels comfortable. It's a It's brought down where it's from. It was said by the chasana of the Einikel of the Alta von Slabotka, Remeir Finkel. It was said by his chasana, this maisa was said. Okay? To speak about who the Alta was. Ananda Vodka gesagt, Mishuga, this, you want to be a nice guy? Go over to him privately, tell him he's great, Balfila. Tell me, how many times do we yell at the Balkaira? With that kifus. Made a mistake. Is it the Kriya that what we care so much about? Is that really the story? It's a lot of limud here, Rabbi. And I'm not telling you halacha l'maisa, but think about it. And I just want to end with the Alta von Kelem, and that's what I told you. And then we're going to go back to the original. What is called emes? One of the kinyani atoyri is noisa ba'olam chaveira. He's up the Alta von Kelem. Why? How does noisa ba'olam chaveira become kinyan hatoyri? Very frank, the Alta von Kelem. And he says, a yisoid nifla. Torah is k'nei emes. Emes means that you got to be nice of Eilim Chaveri. Why? Zokta Alta from Kelim. Because you know what emes and sheker is? Zich and not zich. That's where the chilek of emes and sheker is. It's unbelievable to hear it. You want to know, the more a person takes the him himself out of everything, then he's karev to the emes, to the truth. The more he works on noisa ba'olim chaveray, the yenim, his mind is focused on the other person. That's the more he's kind of the need of emes. Titein emes liyakov. What is emes? You're right, avad emes in this parsha is about how he dealt in business. It's also about how he was selfless. And if Ketracht, he was noisa ba'oil im chaveri. Ba'yogel is ha'evin al pi haber. Ba'yashke satsoin. There's a noisa ba'oil there. It goes together. You understand that he cared, that he tells them the musr, hashtu atsoin l'churu, but at the same time, it wasn't just the musr, but what was it? It was achai, to the point that he was what? And that's the parsha of my son. You see, little actions of big people speak volumes, and from them we learn what it means. Titin emes liyakov. If I had more time, I would continue on.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.